My name is Larry Rappaport. I am a state representative for COAS District 1, which includes all towns from North Stratford North and east until the Maine border. I am a member of the House Science, Technology, and Energy Committee, the chairman of its Transmission Subcommittee, and a member of the House Electric Restructuring Committee. I'm a board member of the COAS Economic Development Corporation and the COAS Planning Board, and chairman of the Colebrook Development Corporation, and sit on other boards and committees as well. I am the author of two current bills affecting electric transmission in New Hampshire, plus a third already passed into law, which prohibits transmission companies from utilizing eminent domain. I am opposed to the Northern Pass project as it is now constituted. I believe all elective transmission projects over 120,000 volts or otherwise requiring supports of over 50 feet should be buried. I do not believe that the public should ever be required to subsidize large corporations. Other states, Connecticut or Massachusetts, might well be faulted for failing to plan for their energy needs. But the Independent System Operator of New England, the group designated by the federal government to regulate the grid, does not see a requirement for this project. They and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission have ruled it as elective, allowing the corporation to realize a higher return, but simultaneously declaring that it is not needed to keep the lights on. If states to our south have failed to plan and implement, why should New Hampshire be asked to suffer? You will note that I am not opposed to providing more power to our southern neighbors from New Hampshire, because New Hampshire already exports considerably more than we use, and Canadian power might be a solution. I firmly believe, however, that such power must be delivered underground, if at all. The Quebec power supplier, Hydro-Quebec, has already used it in a number of projects. One very viable alternative to the current plan would be to split the power. Part would use the underutilized aerial direct current transmission line in Vermont, with the rest transmitted underground along state transportation rights of way. Virtually all of the towns in the northern part of New Hampshire have publicly voted to oppose this project. We would accept the proposal if it were buried either in its entirety or as outlined above. It would still contribute to New Hampshire tax revenue. It would still provide jobs, but it would not require our citizenry to subsidize a large corporation. Burial would not destroy our beautiful scenery. The last asset we have here in northern New Hampshire. Thank you very much.